حجته الكبرى الذي بيمنه رزق الورى وبوجوده ثبتت الأرض والسماء. ولولاه لصاحت الأرض بأهلها، واللعنة الدائمة على أعدائهم أجمعين من حين عداوتهم إلى قيام يوم الدين. أما بعد، فقد قال الله تبارك وتعالى في كتابه الكريم: وأكثرهم للحق كارهون. وقال أمير المؤمنين عليه الصلاة والسلام: لا تستوحشوا في طريق الهدى لقلة أهله. صلوات.
اللهم صل على محمد وآل محمد.
We were discussing in the series of lectures on the Ma'rifat al-Din, the subject of recognizing the concept of Deen and religion in Islam. And our discussion had reached the point that there is the Deen of Haqq and the paths of Batil, and the reason why people confuse is because they fail to understand the Haqq and Batil concepts themselves. If we understand the concept of Haqq and Batil, we will never confuse the followers of Haqq, never confuse between the followers of Haqq and the followers of Batil. So that's where we started to discuss the concept of Haqq and Batil itself in the Holy Quran and in the light of the Hadith. And our discussion had reached the point where I already told you that in the light of the Holy Quran, majority is not at all considered to be authority. Like they say, majority is authority. Majority is diametrically opposite. If you look into the Holy Quran, majority is condemned. Not only it's not considered to be an authority and the criteria to judge something to be right or wrong, it is actually condemned. Because the verse of Holy Quran, which I recited on you from Surah Al-Mu'minun, verse 70, وَأَكْثَرُهُمْ لِلْحَقِّ كَارِهُونَ, and most of them towards Haqq, they have tanaffur, they are mutanaffir, they dislike, they hate. And also in Tuti' Quran is very clear, in Surah Yusuf also, if you obey majority on the face of earth, in other words, in Tuti' أَكْثَرَ مَنْ فِي الْأَرْضِ يُضِلُّوكَ, they will mislead you. So we already discussed that. I'm just going over the previous lecture and connected to tonight's lecture. And we discussed that opinions of the elderly people, the senior people in the society, in our family, in a tribe, in our ashira, qabila, they are not at all considered to be the criteria to judge Haqq and Batil. And the Quran is also clear about this point, that they are not, so we understand the light of the Holy Quran, that this is not the criteria of judging Haqq and Batil, because in Surah Al-Ahzab, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has said, يَوْمَ تُقَلَّبُ وُجُوهُهُمْ فِي النَّارِ يَقُولُونَ يَا لَيْتَنَا أَطَعْنَا اللَّهَ وَأَطَعْنَا الرَّسُولَ وَقَالُوا رَبَّنَا إِنَّا أَطَعْنَا سَادَتَنَا وَكُبَرَاءَنَا فَأَضَلُّونَ السَّبِيلَ. So there will be a bunch of people who will land in the hellfire, and they will say to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that قَالُوا رَبَّنَا, they say, you know, in other words, that's what they're going to say, that, oh, our Lord, we followed our heads and elders, and they misguided us, in other words. So following the elders of any family or a tribe is also not the criteria, nor can we follow the ancestors and parents and ancestors, because parents and ancestors, like any other human being, may be on Haqq and may be on Batil. And Quran says in Surah Zukhruf, verse 23, إِنَّ وَجَدْنَا آبَاءَنَا عَلَىٰ أُمَّةٍ وَإِنَّ عَلَىٰ آثَارِهِمْ مُقْتَدُونَ. So they were non-Muslims, they were disbelievers who used to believe in this theory, because we found our elderly people, our ancestors, on such and such creed and belief system, so we are going to follow whatever they used to follow. So this is also condemned in Islam. And whereas the criteria in Islam are two to judge the haq and batil. The first of those two is aql, that means the pure, untainted human intellect. Quran says in Surah Saba, verse 46, قُلْ إِنَّمَا أَعِذُكُمْ بِوَحِدَةٍ قُلْ إِنَّمَا أَعِذُكُمْ بِوَحِدَةٍ أَن تَقُومُوا لِلَّهِ مَثْنَى وَفُرَادَى. Say that all I advise you is one. In other words, there's only one advice that I will give to you, is that you stand for the sake of Allah in pairs and alone. ثُمَّ تَتَفَكَّرُوا مَا بِصَاحِبِكُمْ مِنْ جِنَّةٍ. And then you think that your companion, that means the Holy Prophet, is not insane. He is not mad, he is not crazy, God forbid, he is not insane. مَا بِصَاحِبِكُمْ مِنْ جِنَّةٍ إِنْ هُوَ إِلَّا نَذِيرٌ لَكُمْ. He is nothing but a warner for you. بَيْنَ يَدَيْ عَذَابٍ شَدِيدٍ. So the painful, the severe azab is about to arrive, and he's warning us. That's what we learn in the light of the verse. His prophet is warning us about the arrival of the painful and severe azab and torment. So he's warning us, if we think about that properly on the correct lines in the pure form, if we use the aql and intellect in the pure form, it will make us, help us to understand. And likewise, those of the people who doubt the azamat and greatness of Allah, addressing those people, you know, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says in Surah Ar-Rum, verse number 8, أَوَلَمْ يَتَفَكَّرُوا فِي أَنفُسِهِمْ مَا خَلَقَ اللَّهُ السَّمَوَاتِ وَالْأَرْضَ وَمَا بَيْنَهُمَا إِلَّا بِالْحَقِّ وَأَجَلٍ مُسَمَّى. So this is what is addressed by Allah towards those people who have shak and doubt about the azamat and greatness of Allah. So if they, so we learn in the light of this verse that if they have thought about to themselves about Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's creation of the heavens and earth and whatever lies between the heavens and the earth, Allah created all that with haq and righteousness and truth, and it is created for a specific time and for a specific limit. So if we think about that, we will realize about this fact. So aql of the human being is considered to be a criteria in as long as the aql is in its pure form, not tainted and overwhelmed by the desires. Second criteria in Islam to judge whether something is on haq or batil is wahi and revelation. And certainly Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, who is all wise and all knowing, and those of the attributes are above the rest of the attributes. They are ain al-thaat, they are not part of the, they are not, you know, Sifatul Af'al, Ilm and Qudrat is not a part of the Sifatul Af'al, the attributes which are related to the actions of Allah. In fact, Ilm and Hayat and Qudrat and Hikmat are Aynul Dhat. They are nothing but His essence. And those of the attributes which are nothing but His essence are superior than those of the attributes which are Sifatul Af'al, related to the actions of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And when He Himself is all wise and, you know, all knowing, He Himself is actually, one of His names is also Al-Haq. So He is the truth, the absolute truth is Himself, Haqiqatul Haqa'iq. He will never send His revelation and His message on batil and falsehood and ask others to follow batil and falsehood when He Himself hates the batil and falsehood, and Himself is nothing but the absolute truth. The Holy Quran in Surah Al-Baqarah, verse 148, says, Al-Haqqu min Rabbika. The truth is, the haqq is from your Lord. فَلَا تَكُونَنَّ مِنَ الْمُمْتَرِينَ. So don't be among those who have shubha and doubt, in other words. And And also, so don't allow the shubha and confusion to penetrate into your heart. So whatever is coming from Allah has to be haq, is haq, and that's what it is supposed to be. In Surah An-Nisa, verse 170, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says in that, Ya ayyuhan nas, O you the people, قَدْ جَاءَكُمُ الرَّسُولُ بِالْحَقِّ مِنْ رَبِّكُمْ. The second verse from Holy Quran, which is very clear, making the point very clear that all you the people, certainly the messenger came to you with haq from his, from your Lord. So anything that the Prophet has brought has to be haq and nothing but haq. In Allah, and Imam Ali alayhi salam in Nahdul Balagha, sermon 198 says, In Allah ba'atha Muhammadan bil haqqi hayna dana min ad-dunya al-inqita'. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala sent Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, in other words, with haq when the dunya was close to the end, wa aqbala min al-akhirati al-ittila', and the signs of akhirat were were becoming obvious or getting closer to becoming obvious, actually they were getting obvious, in other words. We'll continue this point. The next step is we will talk about our responsibility once we distinguish the haq through aql and wahi, the two factors. Then what is the next responsibility towards the haq? After knowing the haq, what are we supposed to do? We have four responsibilities in Islam towards haq. And inshallah, in the next session, we will talk about those four responsibilities that every human being, being a human, has on his neck towards righteousness and truth. Wa sallallahu ala sayyidina wa nabiyyina Muhammadin wa alihi at-tahirin. I think it's the time for Adhan, so any one of you can come forward.